It's 522.
One of the Republican Party's rising stars and a possible presidential candidate in 2016 is calling on his party to move forward and broaden its base. But Florida Senator Marco Rubio says he considers the country's changing demographics more of a challenge than a danger to the GOP.
Joining us now to talk about it, Ken Vogel, chief investigative reporter for Politico. Hiya, Ken.
Hey, Hillary. How are you?
I'm good. Rubio is speaking out so soon after the election. Is he testing a theme for 2016?
Oh, there's absolutely no doubt. I mean, he was in Iowa, of course, the first state to have a nominating event in the presidential primary process in just the days after the 2012 presidential election. And he is not the only one of the prospective 2016 Republican presidential candidates, the folks who are eyeing the nomination battle, to really roll out sort of a concerted effort to launch a bid to make themselves serious national players.
Now, the one issue that Rubio definitely carries some weight is the one on immigration. And he says the GOP needs to be the pro-legal immigrant party and support immigration reform. Will that idea, though, gain traction within the party?
It certainly seems to be. This is an area in which the Hispanic vote is an area in which the Republicans vastly underperform, and they have identified it as a potential problem for them electorally going forward, not the least of which because it is the fastest growing demographic in the United States. And so that helps Rubio. It helps him to be a leader on that issue, and certainly this is not something that's new to him. He was out front with something that sort of resembled the DREAM Act even before the election. However, he also doesn't want to be seen as the, quote, Hispanic candidate, and so he has undertaken this two-year rollout in which he's reached out to academics and think tanks to build his network and is really focused on issues of upward mobility, including things like early childhood education, school choice, incentives for entrepreneurs. So this is a real concerted effort to position himself for a potential bid for the Republican nomination for president. And if everything goes well, our sources tell us that, in fact, this plan would call for him to launch his presidential campaign soon after the 2014 midterm elections.
Well, all right, Ken, thanks so much. We appreciate it.